All right, we've got Justin McCoy, soybean biomass and yield response to nitrogen index.
Thank you for that introduction. Again, my name is Justin McCoy, and I'm going to speak to you a little bit today about soybean biomass and yield response to nitrogen additions. Before we go any farther, I'd like to thank my co-authors on this, Dr. Golden, Dr. Bond, Dr. Cox, and Dr. Cook. Being a part of the leguminosae family, the soybean plant has the ability to utilize either biological nitrogen fixation from the atmosphere via the rhizobium found in root nodules, pictured here and denoted by the red arrows, or direct nitrogen uptake from the soil itself. These nodules begin to form about 2 weeks after planting, and biological nitrogen fixation activates around the V3 growth stage. This biological nitrogen fixation process does require energy from the soybean plant itself. So we just saw that the soybean plant has the ability to biologically fix its own nitrogen from the atmosphere. So why do we want to add soil nitrogen to this equation? Well, a study carried out by Peyton Lizell reported that the minimum biological cost of nitrogen assimilation via biological fixation can be as much as 36% greater than that for the nitrate uptake and reduction from the soil. Similar research carried out by Harper and Associates suggested that only 25 to 60% of the nitrogen found in soybean dry matter originated from symbiotic biological nitrogen fixation, with the remainder being supplied from the soil in. One of the major obstacles we faced in this research was to avoid nodule antagonism, or the effective inhibition and shutdown of these nodules and the biological nitrogen fixation process. This picture just denotes the difference between an active root nodule here with the rare state color and a nodule that has gone inactive or is now ineffective and not working and gets this snot, nasty green color. For this research, we hypothesized that nitrogen fertilizer additions to soybeans in high-yielding environment may increase both soybean biomass and grain yield. We intended to evaluate soybean biomass and grain yield response to supplemental nitrogen fertilization and determine the appropriate nitrogen fertilization rate if a response was observed. To carry out these objectives and achieve this research, we utilized a factorial arrangement with four replications at each site year. We had four site years, two in 2014 and two in 2015. These were all at the Delta Research and Extension Center in Stoneville, Mississippi. And each year we had a clay soil site and a silty loam soil site. We utilized the soybean variety Pioneer 49T80 for all site years. We utilized three nitrogen sources: a granular urea with an agritain coating and MBPT product, environmentally smart nitrogen or ESN, and ammonium sulfate. These sources were applied at five nitrogen rates of 0, 45, 90, 135, or 179 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. These rates were applied at two application times, the V4 or the R2 soybean growth stage, and the elements of phosphorus, potassium, and sulfur were applied to all plots at adequate rates to ensure that they were a non-limiting factor in the study. Measurements we took, well, at R5, we took above-ground plant biomass samples. A small plot combine was then used to harvest the middle two rows of each plot at maturity. And at harvest, mature plant samples were taken to collect the number of pods per five plants and the number of seeds per five plants. The data was classified by soil texture and then subject to ANOVA using the PROC mix procedure in SAS at a p-value of 0.05. In red, we have highlighted the significant effects across all main effects. This slide shows the main effect of application time on silt loam soils of biomass. Here on the y-axis, we have the biomass per row meter in grams, and on the x-axis, we have application time, V4 R1. The V4 application time was observed to have a greater biomass per row meter than that of the R1 application timing. Biomass was also significantly influenced by nitrogen source on silt loam soils. Again, on the y-axis, we have the biomass per row meter in grams, and now on the x-axis, we have the nitrogen sources, denoted by the black, blue, and green bars. Agritain, or the MBPT product, plus urea was observed to have the greatest biomass at R5. Presumably, it was able to be taken up quickly and converted to vegetative growth. Biomass was also influenced by nitrogen rate, at R5. Again, on the y-axis, we have the biomass per row meter in grams, and now on the x-axis, we have nitrogen rate from 0 to 179 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Biomass was observed to be the greatest at 135 and 179 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, with no difference among those two. However, these were observed to be greater than that of the untreated control. Now moving along to grain yield on silt loam soils. Soybean grain yield was significantly influenced by the main effect of nitrogen rate. Here on the y-axis, we now have the soybean grain yield in kilograms per hectare. And on the x-axis, we have nitrogen rate ranging from 0 to 179 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. As seen here, we did see significant influence of nitrogen rate, and there were no differences among nitrogen rates above 0 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Soybean grain yield was also influenced by the main effect of nitrogen source on silt loam soils. Now on the y-axis, we again have soybean grain yield in kilograms per hectare. Now on the x-axis, we have nitrogen source, ESN, agritane, and ammonium sulfate again. ESN was observed to produce the greatest grain yields on silt loam soils. However, there was no difference among it and ammonium sulfate. For our total pods, it was significantly influenced again by nitrogen rate paralleling our observations we observed in grain yield. Now on the y-axis, we have total pods, and on the x-axis, we have the nitrogen rate ranging from 0 to 179. And again, as we've seen in soybean grain yield, we did get an increase with the 45 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and above that, we saw no significant differences among nitrogen rates. Total seeds shows the same trends we see there. Total seeds now on the y-axis, again nitrogen rate on the x-axis. And after our increase of 45 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, we saw no significant difference among nitrogen rates above 0 kilograms. Now I'll move into the clay soil data. Again, it was classified by soil texture and subject to ANOVA using the PROC mix procedure in SAS, a p-value of 0.05. Numbers highlighted in red are the main significant effects for these site years. Soybean grain yield was significantly influenced by the main effect of nitrogen rate on the clay soils. Here on the y-axis, we have soybean grain yield in kilograms per hectare, and now on the x-axis, again, we have nitrogen rate ranging from 0 to 179 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Rates of 90 and 179 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare produce the greatest grain yields that were statistically significantly above 0 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. However, again, there were no differences amongst nitrogen rates above 0 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Total pods was also influenced on the clay soil by the interaction of application time and nitrogen source. Here on the y-axis, we have total pods. On the x-axis, we have V4 and R1 application timing, and nitrogen sources are denoted by the black, green, and blue bars. ESN at V4 was observed to produce the greatest, and along with ammonium sulfate at V4 application timing, was observed to produce a greater number of pods than that of itself at the R1 application timing for ESN or ammonium sulfate. Across application timings, agritane treated urea was not significantly different. Paralleling that, total seeds was also influenced by the interaction of application timing and nitrogen source. Again, on the y-axis we have the total seeds, and on the x-axis we have the application timing, as the sources are denoted by their respectively colored bars. Again, the difference seen here was due to an interaction of the ESN between the V4 and R1 application timings, as there was significantly greater number of total seeds observed with ESN applied at V4 compared to that of ESN applied at R1. Total seeds was also influenced by the main effect of nitrogen rate on clay soils. Again, on the y-axis we have total seeds. Now on the x-axis we have nitrogen rate at 0 to 179 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Again, paralleling the previous slides we have looked at, there were, as you went above 45 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, there were no differences among nitrogen rates above zero. On silt loam soils, the main effects of nitrogen source and nitrogen rate were found to significantly influence soybean grain yield on these soils. There were no differences observed among nitrogen rates above 0 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. In general, as our nitrogen rate increased, soybean grain yield increased as well, averaging an overall grain yield increase of 193 kilograms per hectare above 0 kilograms of nitrogen. Nitrogen source ESN was observed to produce the greatest grain yields, but it was similar to that of ammonium sulfate. The main effects of application timing, nitrogen source, and nitrogen rate were found to influence soybean biomass at R5 on these silt loam soils. And early available nitrogen was able, supplied nitrogen was able to be taken up and converted to vegetative growth. However, there was no correlation seen amongst biomass and yield for the factors of nitrogen source and application timing on the silt loam soil. Moving into the tunica clay soils, the main effects of nitrogen rate significantly influenced soybean grain yield on clay soils. There were no differences observed among nitrogen rates above 0 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and an average overall grain yield increase of 281 kilograms per hectare was achieved for nitrogen rates above 0 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. For the clay soils, no biomass response was observed across all factors. So where does all this research lead us? Well, economics will drive the decision to pursue a nitrogen application on soybeans. The current soybean price is around 33 cents per kilogram, the current price of nitrogen at 95 cents per kilogram, an aerial application fee average of $17.30 per hectare, with a 237 kilogram per hectare yield increase averaged across the responsive trials here. Our net monetary gain at a nitrogen rate of 52 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare will be $11.51 per hectare. Therefore, this leads us to the conclusion that at this point in time, we would not recommend utilizing nitrogen on your soybeans in Mississippi, simply due to the large cost incurred to put this out, and the risk versus reward is relatively small. And with that, I would like to take any questions you may have.
Any questions for our speaker?
Yes.
Following up on your economic analysis there, what can you say about the return on investment for ESN versus the cheaper ammonium sulfate or urea?
So the question was, what can I say about the ESN versus the urea or ammonium sulfate? And yes, sir, you could definitely include that in there. The price that we had up there was for nitrogen, simply urea. So therefore, you could add probably $100 a ton to an ESM product, and obviously, as you saw throughout the slideshow, we did not see enough differences in among our nitrogen sources to make that a relative cost that you would need. So I wouldn't say that there was much difference. It would obviously be less of a monetary gain on your part and more risky to more money you spend. Obviously, the greater risk you incur. So the question was, have we looked at soil temperature as a factor in this? And no, ma'am, we have not looked at soil temperature as a factor. These have gone out at the V4 or R2 application timings. So therefore, in Mississippi, we have very high moisture, and there are moisture curves. There are curves out there denoting the release of ESN and the differences among urea. Urea will be released relatively very quickly in our environment due to the humidity and temperature. And ESN will also be obviously much slower than that, but still quicker than in a more northern climate or in lower temperatures.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.